really good, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, that's completely true. Werribee Cup Day, it's always an exciting day on the country racing calendar, and yeah, we're very excited.
I guess you're a bit like Cranbourne. When we talk country racing, you're pretty much suburbia well and truly these days, but you are under the country racing banner. And I guess the good news is that a lot has happened since the last time you raced, and now you can have as many as you want on track. How are ticket sales going? And as we speak, I guess plenty of walk-ups still available. What's the process for this Sunday as we speak?
Yeah, Andrew, hospitality sales are really pleasing to date. We've had great support from our community and a real desire to want to get back to the races, which is really exciting. But not only that, there'll be certainly opportunities on the day for people to walk through the gate and come and enjoy a great day of country racing.
So you haven't raced for a long time. That's due to the use of the facility as a quarantine centre for the horses. Can you tell us what has taken place between the last time you raced, with I think is way back, what, in May, and now? So what's the process? Do you just prepare for a meeting? Have the stewards had any jump outs or an inspection? How does it all work, given you haven't raced in so long as a racetrack venue?
Yeah, well, after our last race meeting of the season, we undertake our annual renovation, which occurred. It was obviously a very successful process. And then preparation for us was all around international quarantine, which occurred through late September into early October and then through the Melbourne Cup Carnival. So, again, that was a real successful period for the club. Obviously, State of Rest winning the Cops Plate and Spanish Mission, most notably running third in the Melbourne Cup. So although our numbers were down for quarantine this year, the success was still there, which was really pleasing.
Okay, so now you have a run of quite a few meetings. So the Cup, the TAB Werribee Cup, as we speak this Sunday, have a Thursday meeting. It's not anything to push or promote, but it's Thursday the 30th of December. So for many, it's not a bad time. People have taken a few days off, maybe having a very long weekend with the New Year's Eve to follow the night after. But then into January, a few special days, including one in the second week of Jan. We'll talk to you closer to this meeting, but thank goodness now the bubble is over and we cross fingers it remains that way, because the 8th of January is a very special meeting you've been working on now for a couple of years. And I'm just thinking this time last year it might have been affected by protocols, the kids' day out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, last year was challenging, don't get me wrong, but it's been a day that's been very well patronised by our community. And post Werribee Cup, there'll be a lot of planning that'll go into ensuring that it's another great day. And the weather's always good around that time. The kids are really well looked after on the day, and we encourage a lot of families to get along and enjoy.
So what goes on that day? Is it something you really go to town and book rides and things like that? Is it a festive occasion? So if someone's listening to us, holidays, and they think, well, I'm not a big race goer, but what's going on at Werribee on that Saturday? What do you do on that day to attract families and kids?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of kids' activities, obviously jumping castles, face painting, and all those type of activities as well. We're also supported on that day by Country Racing Victoria, so there'll be some giveaways for all the kids to take home with them on the day as well. And, always a really good day for the club.
All right, well, good luck this weekend. We'll speak again over the weeks ahead. So advice for people is plenty of tickets available because there's no cap. But double vaxxed, of course, show that as you buy your tickets at the gate, and as you've told us already, plenty of pre-race day purchases, which is terrific news. Good luck this Sunday, and we will speak again over the coming weeks as you've got quite a few meetings. Adam Wilkinson from Werribee, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks very much, Andrew.